Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, where we now take time to analyze Tuesday's market trade. Matt Bennett, AgMarket.net, says the markets are simply defensive this week.
No, absolutely. I mean, the bull spreading is over for today anyway, but it'd be very interesting to see how some of these basis levels react because some of these guys have been chasing corn arounds. You know, in the last week, both corn and bean basis in our part of the world's improved by anywhere from 6 to 10 cents. And so, you know, it'd be very interesting to see what happens here now. They see this window coming up. I mean, there's no doubt you're going to get the corn in the ground. Everybody can run fast. We know how this all works. But ultimately, you know, getting it planted is just part of the battle. So, Mother Nature's going to have the last say later on.
AgMarket.net, Matt Bennett on AgriTalk yesterday. Before that, it was Randy Martinson talking about end of the month.
So I think, you know, just some positioning ahead of May expiration or May going in the first notice was part of what we saw today. Conflicting stories again coming from the administration and from China about whether or not we've got, you know, trade talks going on between U.S. and China, I think continue to add a little bit of pressure to the marketplace as well.
All right, Dwayne Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing, your turn.
But I think the biggest reason is, well, there's a couple of reasons, but the first notice day for May grains is tomorrow, and I think that has a lot to do with it. So if farmers have, like, basis contracts at elevators, they had to either roll or price it the last couple of days. So I think you had a lot of farmers selling here. This happens when we get to option expiration and first notice day almost every time. The hard thing is it's hard to tell whether it's going to go down to meet a big strike price or up, but normally it seems to go down with a farmer selling. But so I think that was a big part of it. Now, of course, you know, planting progress is right about normal, but everyone's looking at the extended forecast, assuming we're going to get this corn and bean crop planted in a very quick pace, which, you know, can sometimes mean higher yield. So that puts some pressure on the market as well. And I think that's why there's a little bit of market pressure, too, is that guys are going to run hard now. And in all these dry areas in the Midwest, you know, an inch rain goes a ways in the spring. You know, now you've got something to work with that seed out there. So definitely a little pressure on the market. But, you know, after first notice day tomorrow, I look for corn and beans to find some support again. Possibly, you know, it seems like we're close to trade deals with India, Japan, Korea. So, hey, there's a lot of moving parts out there as well. I think the biggest thing is let's get that first notice day behind us there tomorrow for the May grains. And like you said, then it'll be flip the calendar to a new month. I think you'll see new fun buying then too. And then we'll start talking about the May 12th USDA report. That's our first look at new crop supply and demand. Being the dork that I am, I'm already excited about that report day.
Dwayne, can anybody stop this cattle market?
Yeah, that market's pretty much on fire there. Box beef prices made a high for the year yesterday and higher again at midday today. Cash was around 218 last week for fat cattle. Guys are thinking, at least I'm thinking, we're probably going to push 220 this week. That's what everyone's going to be asking about. And for feeders, you know, everyone's kind of eyeing that 300 mark. Can we get there or not? It'll be a psychological barrier. So, yeah, it just keeps going up. Guys that hedged a long time ago are a little frustrated, but these are great prices, and if you haven't hedged or have more cattle to hedge, I think you still need to do so here. Buy puts and hope you're wrong.
On AgriTalk, Craig Van Dyke, Keystone Cooperative in northern Indiana.
The bear spreading we saw today, you know, very simply, we are seeing some firmer barge freight, which is weighing in on the river markets and causing that spread weakness. You know, that's the start of why we saw these spreads get weaker today. On top of that, I'd say, you know, we have maybe some slightly poorer logistics. Maybe that played a slight role here too. But I think a lot of this market was expecting this May, July corn spread to narrow up. You know, typically in tighter years, I'm not going to call this year tight, but tighter, you tend to see that spread maybe get inverted almost based on this year's numbers would be my guess. And, you know, I look at the volume in the May, July spread the past 2 days, and so I think you got a combination of firmer barge freight, but also just a lot of market participants caught a little bit wrong and forced to exit here before first notice day tomorrow. So
market analysts on the radio yesterday talking about the first notice day today, April 30th. Let's catch our breath here with the weather forecast next on Inside Agriculture.